Welcome to Healthy Lifestyles Living. This is Larry Lewis. Today's article, 8 steps to energize your life. Do you suffer from a lack of energy? Are you feeling run down, needing more energy in your life? Feeling negative about yourself recently? Do you struggle to get up in the mornings? Or is it big energy slumps in the afternoon that affect you the most? We push ourselves towards exhaustion by constantly rushing around, trying to meet all our obligations and demands placed upon us, treating life as though it was an emergency. We're always dealing with other people's problems, taking on more and more responsibilities, working every minute we can, yet never taking time just for ourselves. There can only be one end result of all this turmoil and activity in your life. One of the major health issues affecting people today is lack of energy. And when you are worn down, if you don't find the time to rest and rejuvenate, the problem is going to get far worse. But it would be crazy to let this get to that position, right? Most people don't have enough energy or vitality to live life to the full. I'm sure you don't want to feel drained, exhausted and stressed out all the time. Sufficient energy is essential for optimum health and well-being. Maybe you've realized you've got a problem and search for an answer. Maybe Google sent you my way. Well, I won't let you down. Mind and body wellness has to be a priority. It is to me as a blogger, life coach and leader. If you fall ill or burn out, then your plans and dreams could crumble away. It takes everything away from you. I don't want this for anyone. You have to perform at your best so you're able to follow your dreams. To do this, you need a bucket full of energy. Today, I want to provide you some information to help you immediately begin to deal with this situation. What I do know is how common a problem this is. How many of you have had days where you catch yourself running around like a headless chicken, trying to get things done and can't seem to find enough time in the day to accomplish it all? Many of you end each day feeling exhausted, reaching the safety of your home after a hard day's work with only enough energy to drop into bed. The next morning you find yourself still feeling tired, exhausted, desperate to find energy from somewhere. It's time you realize how important your personal well-being is. Don't only make it a priority once you are so run down that illness, fatigue, maybe even depression have taken over. Find the time to do a few things that will help you restore, recharge and re-energize. A life full of energy is not as hard to attain as you may have thought. Let me provide you with 8 steps that will help you achieve an unbelievable level of energy that will keep you empowered always. Step 1. Evaluate. Take inventory of your life, your daily habits, your relationships, your work, your thoughts, your eating habits, sleep patterns, exercise routine or lack of. And really look at what is working and what isn't. I encourage you to take a good look at your life, physically, emotionally, mentally. Do you have something that is not aligned with your higher aspirations? If so, let it go. The results will be more than worth it. Look for what things are sucking the energy out of you. Who or what in your life would you consider are the energy zappers? By determining what these are, you can make better choices so to boost your energy. What is pulling you down? What's exhausting you? Step 2. Eliminate. Now it's time to start making changes. Once you've determined your energy zappers, you can move forward by eliminating them from your life. If you can't completely remove them, you can at the very least plan how you can reduce their effect on you, to no longer allow them to drain so much energy from you. Often, at home and at work, we lack boundaries and balance around our time. We work through lunch, don't take breaks, and do not allow ourselves uninterrupted time. We say yes to everything. So how much energy can you save by just saying one simple word? No. Step 3. Educate. Empower. Stress constricts our energy and drains us of our vitality. The right effective techniques will help alleviate the blocks to our flow of energy and thus enhance our overall feelings of well-being. Taking time out to focus on you is healing, empowering, and will help you to maintain peace in life's daily challenges. You need to take the time to explore stress management techniques that will help you become empowered, motivated, and inspired. Education gives you the tools and the power to move forward. Step 4, enhance. In this context, I mean to intensify or increase in quality, value, and power yourself. This can be achieved by what you put into your body. You get to enhance your life, increasing your energy by choosing the right foods, drinking pure water, and filling yourself with positive and supportive thoughts. It's important to get a balance of food types. A combination of carbohydrates, protein, and fat helps moderate blood glucose absorption so that your blood sugar rises gradually. You need to avoid your blood glucose levels rising and dropping quickly, leaving you hungry and low on energy within an hour or two after eating, which is caused by eating simple carbohydrates alone. Similarly, if you eat only protein, you'll get calories, but they won't kick in fast enough to make you feel energized because your meal's missing that carbohydrate energy boost. So with every meal, you need to get a balance of complex carbohydrates and proteins. Raw food is fantastic for you as it still contains all the nutrients which get lost in the cooking process. So eat plenty of fruit and vegetables uncooked. A mistake made by many is not making the time to eat breakfast. Getting a healthy breakfast will help you perform and feel better all day long, and it boosts your metabolism too. So if you want to feel energized all day long, this is the place to start. It's actually important to keep filling your body with fuel. So let me suggest an eating schedule to you that will ensure you keep your mind and body fully energized. Eat breakfast. Have a small snack around mid-morning, then lunch, followed by a mid-afternoon snack, and finally dinner. To feel energized throughout the day, your blood glucose level should stay within a certain range. If your blood glucose drops too low, which can happen if you go too many hours without eating, you could feel lightheaded and lethargic. By eating every 3 hours or so, you're ensuring your blood glucose level is staying at its optimum level. Eating small, healthy, frequent meals keeps a constant flow of energy. Drink at least 8 ounce glasses of water each day. Your system needs plenty of water for optimal performance. And one of the reasons people are often tired is because they're dehydrated. So many of you wake every morning feeling gloomy and down at the prospect of going through another trouble-filled day. The way you manage your negative thoughts is one of the most important ways to stop energy leaks for you. It is the fact that negative thinking leaves you feeling drained and low. You must replace your negative thinking pattern with uplifting and positive ones. Make the conscious decision to listen to your inner self-talk and stop it in the second you hear those negative thoughts and switch to positive ones. You are now moving your life forward. Make sure your thoughts are supporting you here. You have to break the vicious cycle of your energy-sapped life by shifting your mind's focus from negative to positive. You can then reinforce this positive attention until you completely defeat the negative thoughts. Step 5, exercise. The truth here is if you don't give energy, you will not get energy. Move it or lose it. Physical activity is essential to good health and peak performance. Get moving. There is nothing like a regular workout or exercise routine to boost your energy levels. It also helps our body refresh and re-energize the blood flow through capillaries that bring oxygen to cells. The more oxygen our cells get, the increased efficiency of energy production. Going for a walk during your lunch break, even for just 5 or 10 minutes, helps one steer clear of afternoon slumps, which tends to hit most of us. Exercise does not have to be boring or hard. Think of something you would actually enjoy, for example, dancing, swimming, or yoga. Step 6, escape. Find time to restore by getting enough sleep. This is a time to recharge your batteries, to ensure that every morning you can come back to your activities with a fresh mind and rested body. If you want to operate at peak performance, the average person does best on 8.25 hours per night. Step 7. Inspire. It is important to explore what excites you, gets you going, the thing that you want to be actively pursuing every minute you can. This is your number one dream, and it's something you need to actively be taking steps towards each week. A sure way to get those juices flowing again is to set yourself a challenge or a goal that gets you totally excited at the thought of achieving it. What would you love to achieve before the end of the year? What is the one thing that would really excite you? Give yourself a deadline and get planning on how you're going to achieve it. Step 8. At peace. Above, I put you on a journey of discovery to acquire new learning. I introduced you to a few stress management techniques. One of these is meditation. It not only helps to rest your body and your mind, it helps you feel at peace. And to me, feeling at peace on a regular basis is a key necessity to energizing yourself. One of my other favorite ways of doing this is escape back to nature. Whether taking a walk through a beautiful forest or along a beach, getting back to nature, getting myself out into the fresh air, is a brilliant energy boost and something you must do on a regular basis. Now it's up to you to take action. Learn more about how to fully energize your life by attending our upcoming 6 weeks Energize Your Life program, where I can support you in gaining all the tools to re-energize your life. We look at all aspects of you, your mind, your body, and your spirit. Only by looking at all of these aspects can you really, fully energize your life. Now is the time to banish the energy drainers and reach out for new heights of living. Thank you so much for joining me today. This was Larry Lewis.